93. I did work the first step. I admitted out loud, I'm powerless over alcohol. And I totally absorbed the fact that I could not manage life. And that doesn't have anything to do with stopping drinking. I admitted it. I'm powerless. In fact, it's interesting. I'm going to go off on a little tangent. I'm kind of hoping to do the steps then and now, because there's a lot of people that aren't in their first year of sobriety. And you know, at first when they come here, they go, you're powerless over alcohol and your life has become unmanageable. They're kind of a little bait and switch, actually. Because after you stay here a long time, they lead up, even Bill in the literature, they lead up to, you're just powerless, and we aren't really interested in you ever managing. And it just, after a while, you're like, and you know, it's kind of like this, it's kind of cool, because you realize I'm powerless over alcohol, and then you try to, like, force someone to a loving relationship, right? And then you learn, wow, I'm powerless over her, too, and then, you know, people die, and like, wow, I have no power, and then, you know, your life gets better, and I can't wait till I'm big enough, and I can manage life, and then it gets bigger, and like, next year I'll be able to manage this, and the next year it's bigger, and then one day you just start laughing, kids, it's life, you can't manage it, so just letting you know. That's where you're headed. Yeah. So my brother said, I got to go figure this out. And he called me on May 15th, 1993, and he said, I think we figured out a hospital. Mom and Dad have to take you, but I'll come pick you up, and I'll bring you to their house. May 15th, I'm going to take you to their house, and they're going to take you to the hospital. It's got something to do with the insurance. And I go, okay, you know, and I agreed to this vaguely. 5 days ago, and he gets off the phone, and I'd love to tell you, I'm like, well, I best take a shower and pack for rehab, you know, but that's not what I did. I found all the money I could and bought all the alcohol I could, and I drank it as fast as I could, because tomorrow I'm going to rehab, and I want to represent. I want to be the specimen that they need to fix, and I'm standing there drinking, and I passed out. Apparently, I passed out. It was one of those things where you know you passed out because you got a big lump on your head, you know, and I got my neck against the wall, and I'm laying like this, and I apparently, this is a weird detail, I don't know why I ever bring this up, but I landed on a big gulp, right, when I fell backwards. The weird part about that is 7-Eleven was like 2 miles away. I never went there. So the Martians left a big gulp on the floor the night before. Remember that? Like, weird stuff's in your apartment? Remember that? And you're like, how'd that get here? Remember the part when weird stuff starts disappearing? That happened too, but I fell backwards on this big gulp, and I'm laying there with my head, big lump on my head, on May 16th, my sobriety date, and the phone rings, and I think it's my brother. So I pick up the phone. It's the only reason I answered the phone. Remember I said, you don't know what's setting the wheels of grace in motion? And sometimes grace doesn't look like grace. Sometimes grace is wrapped up in a really ugly package. But I answered the phone, and it wasn't my brother. It was this woman. I didn't know who she was. I actually met her 10 years later at a party. But she said, hey, your daughter was born. We've been looking for you. And apparently the phone had been ringing, but at night when the phone's ringing, it's the bad guys. So I don't answer it. And I'm drinking, getting ready for rehab. And they said, can you come to the hospital? And I grabbed my car key and took all my optimism out the front door, you know, and went looking for that car. And I'm not thinking, and I found it. The weirder thing is it was an AMC, and it started. That's like grace. And I started that car, and I drove directly to the wrong hospital. I know, it was so bad. You know, they say in the big book, alcoholism is a disease of selfishness and self-centeredness, right? I went to the hospital where I was born. That's where babies come from, you know. And they weren't there. Now, you got to imagine this. I weigh 108 pounds. I have gray, like, hospital scrubs on and flip-flops. I have a T-shirt with a hole in it, and I don't know why my back is sticky. Because I fell on a big gulp, right? And I'm standing there yelling at the poor candy striper. And I'd like to say it was like this cute little candy striper. She was like 90 years old. And she's sitting there with blue hair going, they're not here. And I'm like, look again. And I'm giving her the name. And I realize I'm in the wrong place slowly, and I'm really hungover, and I feel sick, and I go out to my car, and I sit in my car, and I start crying. And I realize I can't be more pathetic. I can't be worse. And I decide I'm going to go kill myself. I've got a gun. I have the courage now. And I used to lie.